Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to a special series of The Brendan Show. In this series, we're playing for you our entire program called Transformation Week. Transformation Week was a program that Denise, my wife, and I did to help people really understand what are the key habits that we know from science will help dramatically, I mean really dramatically, improve your life. It was an incredible video-based program and online challenge that Denise and I did, and we wanted to just capture it here for you in audio here on The Brendan Show. So for the next 7 days, we'll release a brand new day of transformation
Information Week, and you'll get the audio right here on the podcast. If you're somebody who loves video and you would love the resources or the tools that we recommend, as an example, the downloads or some special discounts to some products we might mention, please make sure you just go to TransformationWeek.com. That's TransformationWeek.com. When you go there again, you'll just enter your name and email. You'll be added to our newsletter list, but you'll be sent this entire series by email, where we summarize each of the days. We give you the PDFs, the downloads, the research, the tools, everything you'll hear in the audio on The Brendan Show. With that, I hope you enjoy the series. Happy 2020, my friends. I hope you enjoy this year, and this really becomes a transformation week for you as you kick off the new decade of your life. Hey everybody, it's Brendan Richard and
Denise Richard.
That's my wife, my cutie patootie, my sunshine. And today is Transformation Week, day number 2, where we're going to share with you how do you generate more energy in your life. Session number 1 was all about how do you get more clear about who you are, what you want, where you're going. Because listen, I think all transformation really becomes and starts from clarity. But ultimately, listen, if you don't have good energy on that path, you're toast. And this girl has kept me healthy and happy energetically for so many years. It's been like my unfair advantage is having good energy in my life, spiritually, mentally, physically, just being around people of great energy. And so we thought we'd talk about that, because if your energy is low in any of those areas, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, then life doesn't feel good.
Yeah, your presence and your productivity are jeopardized if you can't come in to each day with your maximum amount of energy or how to manage it.
That's it. It's so huge. And I mean, if you saw that, like I just finished a tour and went to 4 different cities, spoke to 4,000 people live. But we really want to jump into Transformation Week and add a lot of value here. My first one is a very simple one, and that is just be responsible for the energy you are projecting into this world. You know, like your attitude, the energy you give other people, like stop pretending that like the energy you have is just, it happens. Like people say, oh, I don't know, I just feel this way. I'm like, no, you had thoughts and you had conditioning that led to the energy you have today. And when people are being mean or rude or negative, often they're not being thoughtful about the energy they're projecting into the world. But your kids see your energy. Your family sees your energy. The people you lead, the people who watch you and follow you, they see the energy you're putting out in the world. So be intentional about it and condition yourself so that you have the energy that you want. And what you are putting out there is energy you're intentional about. My whole life, I've tried to be one of the most positive, joyous people around me. Sometimes I fail at that in my marriage or on stage or out in the world. But it's like something I work so hard at, because it's natural for me to be like very quiet, very reserved, which people never believe. But as a 6-time author, I'm kind of an introverted guy to write my books. But when I'm out with people, I have to not just say, oh, I'd like to pull away energy. I have to go, no. My part of my mission is to connect with people. Let me be intentional about the energy I'm giving them versus sucking it in. Let me generate energy for the people around me. That's mm-hmm. the defining metaphor Denise knows of my life, mm-hmm. is the power plant doesn't have energy, it generates energy. You don't have any emotion or have any feeling ongoing over a period of time. You're generating it by your thoughts, your actions, your conditioning. And once you take responsibility for your energy in your life, that's transformation, baby.
Yeah, and it's a choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
That's it. What's yours?
My first one is to find your rhythm. And whatever in the day makes sense for you. And I think everyone's got a different schedule throughout their day. And so find the things that help you get excited or naturally generate energy for you. And make sure that you're doing something with that every single day. For us, I think movement is a big thing that we are more energized when we exercise, when we move around. So if it's starting your morning out with exercise, maybe you wake up an hour earlier, or maybe you wake up 30 minutes earlier and you meditate, because that makes you feel really grounded and prepared for the rest of your day. Or you find, you know, working out in the evening after you come home from work, or you're done with a bunch of stuff or picking up the kids or whatever it is, that's your time to set aside for you, then schedule it there. And don't be so locked into that can't change. So as your life changes, and maybe you're in transition, or you're taking on a new role with a new job or a new venture, and that schedule is completely different, it's okay that maybe something that worked for you in the past is in a different time now. Just find a home for it so that you can continue to generate the energy that you want to deliver your message, to deliver the role that you want to be for other people, and to be in alignment with who you want to be for yourself.
My second point is about joy. And that is, I think if there is any defining emotion or feeling that we're all after is joy, but we keep waiting for someone to make that happen for us, or we hope one day we have everything we want, so now we can be happy and successful. And I just want to remind you, like, part of the mission in life is to bring joy to other people. And so first, evaluate your life and say, what are the things in your life that does not bring you joy? What are the activities that you hate? Can you stop them, delegate them, spend less time on them? What are things you really love to do? Can you give them more of your time, attention, and energy? Like, you should have like a joy list. A lot of people have a to-do list, but I'm like, what's your overall joy list? What brings great joy into your life? Like, for some people, that's like spending more time with their kids, or doing a specific art thing that they do, or contributing a specific thing. But if you don't know what naturally brings you joy, then I think, well, I got to ask, like, what's up with you? Like, you're an adult now. You should know the things, not just passion, but like things that surprise you, bring you genuine, thoughtful joy. I would say also bring the joy. Like, if you ever came over to our house, people always say, well, Brendan, you know, what should I bring? Some, you know, wine, some hors d'oeuvres, you know, potluck or whatever. I'm like, if you come over to our house, bring the joy. Your attitude that you bring into our life is the most important thing. So bring joy to the people around you. Like, so many people, because they've never been, you know, taught consciously how to use their mind, you know, they just kind of go through the days, and maybe they didn't do as much personal development work as you guys have. So they really struggle with, you know, random emotions and bad feelings and horrible self-talk. So what if you could be the person who brings a smile to that waiter, brings a smile to that stranger, brings a smile to that person you lead? What if you could be the energy pace setter for the people around you? That's what I mean when I say bring the joy. Like, you bring the energy around to other people, give them that gift of joy, be the most positive person in their life, because it will shock people. It will make you a better leader. It will make you a more intentional human. And because you're bringing joy, you will ultimately feel it more, because when you share joy with other people, they share that spark back with you, and that magical thing kind of happens.
That's great. It's a conversation that way.
Yeah. Joy is a conversation, not a one-time feeling. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a loop.
What's yours?
My second one is to do something that empowers you in the morning. So if you can start your day off feeling successful and accomplished right off the bat, then do something that sets the tone for your entire day, whether that is waking up and meditating, waking up and working out, if it's interacting with your kids or interacting with your spouse and having a moment of connection with them. If it's going out into the world, and if you have a team, connecting with everyone in your team or everyone in the office. I know my dad goes in, and the first thing he does is he goes around and says hello to every single person in the office, and generates that connection and relationship with them.
Yeah.
That really,
I can see him doing that.
Yeah. Uplifts them. So find something and I'm going to challenge you guys to write that down today. What is that thing that makes you feel successful and empowered and gives you energy? That kind of, you were talking about the joy and the being a conversation. So what is it that you feel like you can contribute, or that action or thing or whatever it is for you that feels like it kind of pumps you up with energy, not depletes you? And you'll start your day feeling filled up. So you have more to give throughout, and you've got more energy to spend on everything else that you want to accomplish.
I'll share one with you that I never thought I would share, but you know, entering our 40s and being in a place where some of you were with me or in our community when I had a brain injury in 2011. This is not a takeaway I would think about, but now it's like I just tell people straight out, like, supplement for your energy. And I know some of you already do that. You're like, oh, Brandon, I love this one. I can hit my Starbucks, give my caffeine, have my pre-workout energizer, all that stuff. I was the guy for years who just was anti that. I said, I'm gonna use my mind, my will. I'm gonna physically condition myself that I have always have this energy. And then I had my brain injury. And all of a sudden I had this like brain fog, this mental fog, this lack of clarity throughout the day. I would be really sharp, you know, mentally like one or two, three times a day versus like all day. And I lost mental focus, energy, and mood, frankly, and it wasn't good. And then as I've been more and more challenged in my life to now, you know, I used to speak to, you know, 300 people for an hour, and now I speak to thousands of people for 4 days at High Performance Academy. All of that growth in our industry has required me to be, you know, quote unquote, on more, and sometimes like at superhuman levels. Mm-hmm. Like if you've ever had to entertain 2,000 people for an hour, try that for literally 12 hours a day for 4 days by yourself. Like it is physically a marathon a day. Literally, I burn as much as if I ran a marathon a day when I'm on stage. And so I had to learn to like get honest and go, my body can't naturally do that by itself. Some of you have tremendous stress. You should take some supplementation for that stress. Some of you have like extraordinary physical needs because you're working out so hard, you need some extra protein, right? I was just like anti any of that stuff. But then after the injury, I started studying a specific area called nootropics, which is like what you can do to optimize your brain health, your mental focus, your mood. And over the course of like 6 or 7 years, dialing that in, learning what is for me, we have so much of demand on our mind to be creative and focused and smart these days. Like you can't afford to be good for 3 hours. You've got to be amazing all day. And so I tell high performers all the time, I'm like visit with your doctor, visit with your nutritionist. I'm not saying this is appropriate for everybody. You should, anytime you go to take a supplement, like consult your doctors, consult your nutritionist, ask, you know, the professionals. But I just say, like, keep an open mind that maybe if you've been really struggling physically or mentally or emotionally, maybe you need to go get some help. And sometimes that means, you know, you go and your nutritionist is like, hey, look, we checked your blood and you're low in these types of things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's your doctor is like, oh, you're feeling fatigued all the time. Maybe it's because of this. For me, my doctor told me, hey, have you had a brain injury recently? I'm like, what? No. He said, no. It's like, nothing's changed in your life. I'm like, no.
Just everything.
Just, and I was like, well, you know, he said, have you had any injuries? I said, well, yeah, I snapped my wrist off. He said, what happened? I said, well, you know, I wrecked an ATV when I was on this bachelor party with some friends. He says, well, what happened? I said, well, I threw out my hip, dislocated my shoulder, hurt my ribs. But I got away lucky. He says, well, did you hit your head? I'm like, well, you know, I had a helmet on. He says, well, did you feel like you saw stars? Did you black out? And I was like, well, yeah. And I didn't think of anything. He's like, well, have you done a brain scan since then? I said, no. He says, well, that might explain all these other symptoms you're describing to me. So I shared that because if I hadn't consulted experts when I felt like my life was a little off, like that brain fog I was telling you about, that sudden mental fatigue, that sudden mood changes I was having, if I hadn't told somebody about it, I would have never gotten treated. And when I got treated, what did they do? They put me on supplementation to increase oxygen and blood flow to my brain. And that's what the world of nootropics kind of does. That's how I discovered how to do all this stuff. And so I just share with you, please be open. If you've been struggling to figure things out on yourself, by yourself energetically, maybe it's time to consult that nutritionist or that doctor. Mm-hmm. And if all I could do is tell people all day long, hey, you know what, consult the experts, that's going to be something of service to you, because your physical energy, your emotional like vitality, that stuff matters about how life feels. So take it seriously and see the experts.
That's great. My third one is to be disciplined about your self-care. So it kind of goes along with that in terms of supplementation, but also in terms of, I think, your sleep. If you're, you know, definitely if you're not getting enough sleep, I know that can be a challenge, then set your alarm that tells you, hey, start going to bed, and or start getting ready for bed. And if you're like me, you kind of get a second wind and then you forget, and then you're really tired, but you don't feel tired.
She literally has that alarm on your phone. It says, start, like 2 hours before bedtime, it says start getting ready for bed.
Well, I think maybe it takes 2 hours before your bedtime.
Oh, that's true.
But so it says start getting ready for bed. Or if we were talking about this the other day, I found like I wasn't wanting to go to sleep because we were eating dinner so late. Then I would set another alarm for like, hey, start making dinner. Just starting to set those habits that set you up for success with sleep, because sleep, without sleep, you can't cope. You have no energy. You'll probably be a little more irritable and short with people. You'll not be quite as sharp with your output or what you're thinking about. So sleep. If you meditate, schedule your meditations. If you work out, I hope you work out. If you don't, do something, some sort of movement, even if it's taking a walk, and schedule that throughout the week so that you have a plan to take care of yourself whenever that is. And then the other thing I would also, and also nutrition, eat lots of greens. The other thing I'd also say is to be responsible with your social activities as well and how that impacts your energy. I know for me, I am a huge introvert. So when I was at the studio and I was on interacting with people all day who I love, I was expending a lot of energy doing that. And then I would come home and I would like go down to the basement and shut the entire world out. And I would schedule things with friends because I really wanted to see them, but I knew if I scheduled too many things, even though I love those people and I wanted to see them, I would be out of energy. So I just had to figure out what the right balance was for me to continue to be able to generate the type of energy to actually spend quality time with people and be present in their presence to cultivate the relationships versus show up and just be completely wiped out. So for me, I know I'm an introvert, and that may not resonate for those of you who are extroverts, but I know there are probably a lot of introverts out there who are probably nodding their heads. So just figure out what it is for you, and it's totally okay. That's just you. You got to figure your rhythm and take care of yourself, and everything else will balance out with the energy that you have. So make a list of what those things are for you that, number one, makes your rhythm throughout the week and what works and what doesn't work. Number two, those things that make you feel empowered in the morning. And number three, how you can take better care of yourself to be disciplined about your own energy.
I love that. I love that. Mine were be responsible for your energy overall in your life. Number two, bring joy on purpose to other people. Number three, supplement where you need the help or the assistance. If your body isn't doing it on its own, or you don't feel like you have the energy throughout the day, it might be very basic nutritional things, or you might need some type of supplementation to support you, which is a new one for me. And I'll just add something she said. I think self-care, so many people address that as like some kind of like luxury or one day I will kind of thing. I'm like, no, if you haven't been intentional about like building and storing energy in your body physically and emotionally, I think you're missing out on the great qualities of life. And so really do that. For me, my big breakthroughs were I'm very consistent on sleep. If I don't sleep 7.5 or 8 hours every single night, then I take a nap during the next day at some point to catch up. I meditate pretty consistently every day. Once in a while, I miss a meditation, mm-hmm. but fairly rarely. I do the release meditation technique. You can look it up on YouTube. It's called the release meditation technique. I do that. Number three, movement. And mostly inspired by this woman, I work out pretty much 5 days a week. For like 20 years, I've worked out every other day of my life. I've never worked out to like bulky or huge or abs. I just was like, I want to move so that the next day I feel like flowing. I feel open. I have mobility. I just have the energy. It's never been for a look. It's for the energy. And so that's what I really want to hone to you in this last part of this message is Transformation Week is all about transforming your life. So my friends, go be extraordinary. Thanks all for joining us in this session. In our next session, we talk about raising necessity as the critical difference maker between unsuccessful people and successful people. So make sure you listen to that one. With that, we'll see you next time. Thanks y'all. All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Transformation Week. Again, if you really love this and you want the video-based resources, tools, and downloads for Transformation Week, make sure you go to transformationweek.com. Again, that's transformationweek.com. And your email there will send you the entire Transformation Week series, all the videos, all the resources, all the tools you'll be able to access for free at transformationweek.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners. and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.